Episode number 92 of the What's Happening podcast. Hope you've all had a fucking marvellous week.
Did that 8 your ears then?
Jack sitting whatever. Just behind the cameras with the headphones on, looking dashing.
Looking dashing. Blitzen. Donna, Cupid.
Looks like he's been bummed by fucking Blitzen.
How have you been? People at home, how have you been?
Tell us.
Do you know what, yeah? No. We don't really ever talk about us.
No, said tell us.
No. Oh, what you meant tell us?
Imagine your fart like that.
I know.
I done one this morning. I when you stand up and like you feel it go whoop towards you. But I just went. It didn't make it. I just went.
I love the ones that fall out of you, but like you go.
I had that horrible.
Is this what we're starting with? Yeah.
I try not to go for the shit unless I'm like in the house. There's not a waste in sitting down and having that shit and going, there's no bog roll. So I just don't take the chance.
Check the bog roll first. Always check first.
I just don't take chances.
If you ever get caught outright and there's no bog roll, what's your scenario? Like, what's your go to?
Take me bills off, use them, flush them.
Boom.
But no, yeah, I was in the pub.
Fucking slap someone with them.
I was in the pub and I was like, I've only come to watch the footy, so
Oh, is this when you sent me that voice note?
Yeah.
That's the reason why I didn't go to the boozer.
I was fighting for my life, lad. Honestly, I thought, I've only come to watch the fuzzy. I can wait till I get in for this shit. And then I had a swig of a pint and went,
curtains.
Yeah, and I thought, no, I'm going to need this shit. And I went.
Pebble dashing
everywhere. It was like half a solid shit was coming out. And then just went. After it, like, it was just like
back in Nam.
I stood up and there was like bits stuck to the side of the toilet. Like it was horrible.
I remember once when I had the bad
like festival
badge.
Mud.
I had the shits last week and he was going, come round the boozer, and the boozer's literally around the corner from ours. And I was like, lad, I am not leaving my lad, I'm shitting water. Like it was that bad. But I remember once when I come back from Budapest and I had the shits proper bad and I had net nothing because my stomach
Budapest.
Was in
bits.
Wait, Danny Davies, comedian.
September 11th, 2024, the Playhouse Theatre.
49th.
Hey, everyone's going to say for the knife if we keep funding videos up like that.
Go on, what are you saying?
So I had net not on at all, and the only thing I had was TGI's sesame tea chicken. Have you ever had it? With just the sesame cheese. The Iceland one, deadly. Right? And I had fucking like the whole box of it. And I went for a shit. And because obviously everything was just going there and coming straight back out.
Snow grip machine in the streets, innit?
Lad, I was on the toilet and I was like, oh, like this is hitting more than normal. Like I was firing pellets of sesame seed out my ass. Wow.
Wow.
That is horrible. Do you know what though, right? I was thinking the other day, actually.
Was it, yeah?
I was thinking the other day, right? The gay fellas like going for the shit.
Like, well, I like going for the shit.
Because they like stuff going in, so coming out.
Shit. What does that make me?
Gay. it's just like, it's probably a stupid question, but like, surely that must feel the same as a dick going out your bum. So they must have a shit and go, ha? And then another one.
Yeah, but tell me how many times you've been for a shit and gone, oh.
Okay, you know what I mean? This morning, before I left the house to come here.
Daddy has a shit like this.
Do you say this morning before I left to come here?
No,
how long
morning.
Have you been travelling here, lad?
He's walked.
It's the long walked, shit, lad.
He's walking, kid.
I was at the bar like that.
Yeah. Have you ever been like in a public place and you've been shitting that long, the automatic lights turn off?
Yeah, in work.
And you've got to just open the, you got to open the door, wave and sit back down.
In work every day, lad.
I remember
I'm like down the toilet.
Like with their things outside the garage in America.
I remember when I was training. I got a job somewhere a few years ago. I won't say the company's name, but they provide power and they may be from Scotland.
Manuel,
if you can piece that together,
that's
kudos.
Yeah.
But and like we were doing the training for the job. It was only like a sales job. In this like, hotel, mm-hmm. They were just like in like a little conference room, just going showing us all stuff and that.
Interesting,
yeah, enthralling stuff. And like the bogs in this hotel were dead nice. And I went for a shit, and then like after that, the shit I had the cubicle walls were like lovely, and I was like, I'm having a wank, me. Thought I'm having a wank. Have you ever done that? Just when you've been in work or something, just a little wank,
a shit wank.
When I used to
I wiped and flushed and then I had the one.
When I used to work in the Echo Arena.
I'm not horrible.
Echo arena, shit wanks everywhere.
Yeah, well, it's there's something about having a wank when you're in work, which like.
But then you hear someone come in, you're like, oh, dangerous thing.
Can I open the door and invite them in? Yeah. You're wasting company time as well. And it's just, it's just, there's something about having a wank in work. It's just like, because you go back and you're like, these all think I've been for the poo. Like, you know,
speaking
I mean?
About public masturbation, there was a video I seen nice. Today on Twitter.
Good segue.
Yeah, there was a video I seen today on Twitter, and it was like, you know, like the like your normal, like, can't even describe. Have you ever seen East is East?
Yeah.
Or like the houses they live in, where yeah, it's just yeah. looking like.
Just terraced.
Yeah, like just.
Just like Kenny.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was just like a like an Indian fella in this woman's window, and she's videoing him.
Seen it?
Did you see
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Have you not seen it? I'll have to show you.
I seen it on the way here, actually. There's some Indian fella. We say Indian. He's Middle Eastern.
Yeah, but he does look. He looks more Indian than anything. Probably definitely got it wrong. But he's
just stood, like looking through a living room window.
But he's doing all madness faced. He's going in the window, and she's going, "What the fuck are you doing, Stan?
That's having a tug, lad.
Get his dick out." But lad, he goes. Boom, boom, and then you see the cum on his hand.
Wow. Lad, it's scatty, lad.
He's like, but it's so funny, yeah. I mean, it's not funny.
I had to
terrible.
Make sure he was doing what I thought he was. I had to watch it like 7 times.
to
finish your wank.
Yeah.
I thought he was awake. What else was I going to do, lad? You know what I mean?
I mean, it was, it's so funny watching it. I mean, it's definitely not funny. Like, I mean, but.
No, but.
No, no.
It's not funny in terms of from the woman's perspective, but watching a fellow wank out the window's funny.
We can appreciate the comedic side.
We've all done it.
Yeah. Maybe not. To that extent.
Where's the maddest place you've ever wanked in?
At a lake where I went fishing years ago. Swear.
I don't know, you know. Genuinely don't know. Like
Have you ever been wanking and like shouted your ma or anything? You
no,
finish
no, I'm not a sick piece of
I'm
shit.
I'm alright because my ma's a cripple, so I should be like that for ages. I didn't get it, my fifth one.
You can get a piece
of
that.
She's like a slug up the stairs, fucking screaming herself.
But you know what I love about this video as well? As soon as he blows his load, the postal clarity hits him like that and he goes,
postal clarity might be the most powerful wisdom in Jesus.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Lad, that's how you find out if you love someone, lad.
Honestly, lad, you know the amount of ideas I've had and then I've had a wank comment. Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. The amount of businesses I've nearly took loans out to start. And a wank and then went, no.
What businesses are these? That's post-nuts clarity sorting it out for you.
Brothels.
Oh, yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah.
Pimping out OnlyFans, brothels.
Yeah, I need to show you this
brothels
video.
Brothels and sausage rolls, what a bakery idea that is, lad.
I need to show you this video so you can get brothels involved.
Roll.
Brothage roll. Oh.
No.
Sausage rolls and shaggy holes.
I'd love to put it on the. I'd
love just to women over 50 with their ass out.
I'd love to put it on the screen for you, but it definitely can't.
What's this?
Look, so what about his off camera? What you're not seeing is there's a video of an Indian man masturbating at a woman to a living room window. Doing?
It's not even like sexy.
Oh no, well, it does get sexy. It gets sexy, yeah.
The fuck
sounds like she's got Peppa Pig on in the background or something. Makes him weird if anything, that's a sin in his religion.
He's come already. The fucking ears on him, though.
Are you looking at his...
Look, he's off. Look, he's watching on his catch. Look, he's got... As he's
smoking. He is 100% got fucking special needs.
Do you know what I found mad, right?
Do you know what he looks like? He looks like that little fella who's always golang and trying to score headers. Have you seen him on TikTok?
Yeah. No.
He's like from like some fucking, I think it's South American country. And he's like, it looks like FIFA Street. And he's like, he's got something wrong with him, this fella, and he's got a big fat fucking head like
try
that.
Try not to put his dick on the screen if you can. If you can avoid dick on screen.
That's... Dick on screen.
Oh my God, by the way, something I've been dying to talk to you about.
Go on.
Right. I was right again.
Okay.
It's happening.
What's happening?
You all know.
AI?
Yeah. Not AI. Actual robot. And this is the last time. Let me show you. Right.
But what's the... What? But is it...
Put a picture of it on the screen now.
I don't know what the picture is.
Oh, well, I'll send you it.
Ben, put the picture that we haven't seen on the screen. Thanks.
But we'll make it seamless. That's why...
Oh, that picture!
That one!
Mad.
Nice.
Look at this.
What's it doing? Is it fighting or something?
Is it wanking at some woman's window?
Yeah.
Laugh all you may. Tesla have created it, and it's apparently going to be available to purchase for $20,000. And its primary sort like thing is
when
to
can
do,
we afford one on the podcast?
Is to do it will never be here. Its primary thing is to do household chores.
Yeah, well, we'll just program it to fucking turn the alarm on. Cause you always forget.
That's sick.
Yeah, no, it is sick until the day it goes. No cuppa for you.
Get your own orange juice.
Do you reckon you can teach us to wank it off?
Yeah. Go on, lad.
Maybe you, Gary, you may have just changed my mind.
I
was wrong all these years, but oh yeah, Tesla are making a robot, which is apparently going to be available just to purchase, and they apparently they believe that in the future, that robot is going to be the, like, pretty much the way the most of Tesla's income is coming from. They reckon it's
over, gonna, over cars.
They reckon that the robot's going to, because it's only 20 grand, it's going to become that popular, and then obviously if that happens, that'll then spiral a thing where everybody like
this is how iRobot started.
Exactly.
Lad, how many people do you reckon are going to try and clan one of these robots?
I'd clear pay a robot, me.
Yeah. Easy. Wait, so you would?
No, actually, I wouldn't be able to go to sleep knowing it was in the house.
Yeah, you just turn it off though.
I think you've got to have a massive house for it. Like, I live in Tubridge.
I've been trying to board a collie. It doesn't need space in the garden. It's 3
today.
Fetch for an hour in the afternoon. Like, bites.
I can just about fit in my kitchen with the fucking fridge door open. It's like a tight kitchen. So I'd just be scrapping this robot all the time.
Yeah, but you wouldn't need to go in the kitchen no more if you had the robot. So.
And you've already got a bit, so why are you going in there anyway?
That is very true, actually. And you got it for free. You say free.
Yeah. Like, my kids are my slaves all the time.
That is true.
I use my kids as slaves.
I think that's one thing that I was having kids that I think would
they be a robot?
Would be genuinely good. Is like, because obviously even though they're like in your house and that, like that's you, like, you can look past it by getting them, by teaching them young enough to do shit for you, I think.
Like, once they can piss and shit on their own, the sound.
You don't need me.
Yeah, exactly. And like, me and my bird work full time. So her mum does the school run for us for the older kids, and she does their tea and everything of an evening, so I only have to feed them on a weekend. Yeah. So it's fucking sad.
Him on a weekend. KFC! Yeah.
And I don't feed them. Just he feeds them.
Yeah, they look like one of the fellas off Wally after he
meets about with that robot. Just Eat knocks on the door and the other kids go, Daddy?
Did I tell you about Just Eat the other day?
Did Steve like wanging through the window?
Yes, you did. With the KFCs.
And the refund on that.
You never told him, no?
So,
it was the first thing you tell me you were made up.
Because it's funny, I love you like this. So, KFC, if we go to KFC, the kids love a KFC. Mm. They all get their own individual meal.
Oh,
like
this is allegedly, by the way, Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, Colonel, allegedly. No, it's not Colonel, it's Just Eat, fuckers. anyway, sponsor the podcast. So our kids they'll get their own, they'll get their own meal. So, like, we were talking to Lila.
Oh, that's good.
No, yeah. No, but
each,
I mean, like,
we give each one of our kids a meal.
No, but, you know. So
that's the only one.
Let me get to the point. So, I was telling them, I was like, when I was a kid, like, you know, if I got a KFC, like, me ma, I'd just get, like, a fucking family bucket.
Yeah.
And we'd share, like, the chicken and the fucking chips and all that. Whereas our kids, they'll get, like, I want a fucking Zinger box meal, I want a wing meal, I want this meal, I want that meal. So, I said, we're going to get a fucking family box meal, kids, and you're going to go back to the fucking days I used to have. So share the chicken, like fucking 8 pieces on the bone, 8 boneless ones. You get a bit of popcorn chicken, you get your chips, you get a fucking drink and all that. So we ordered on Just Eat. It said it'd be delivered in 20 minutes. And Just Eat just kept messaging me going, 20 minute delay, can't find a driver, 20 minute delay. It was like an hour and a half. And then it just started fucking me off on the app. So we got in the car and drove down to the KFC, walked in. I was like, lad, I've ordered on Just Eat. He went, driver. I went, yeah, he went, lad, we're having a nightmare with drivers. He went, man, you got it from the What's Happening podcast? I was like, yeah, sound, fucking give me some free food, lad. And, he was like, oh, your driver just turned up now. He said, but I'll just fucking give you the food now. I was like, sound. So he gave me the bag, but he started throwing stuff in. I was like, sound, this kid, lad. So he just went to me, oh, dude, as well, he went, when you get home, he said, just fucking put a complaint into Just Eat saying you haven't received your food. He went, you might get a refund. I went, sound, yeah. So on the way off, I was waiting till I get home. So on the way home, I'm fucking driving on my phone like that.
Kids are nearly tired. Yeah, in the
I was like, ordered on Just Eat, waited an hour and a half, no food, decided to drive to the restaurant, got to the restaurant, and they told me that the driver had already collected my order, still not showed up at my house, not happy, like, fucking sort the shit out. Got home, started dishing the food out, and then they was just fucking banging on the door, like, dead loud, and I was like, that's fucking aggressive, that. So I looked on my Ring doorbell, and it was a fucking Just Eat driver, and I was going to my bed, are you seeing the report that I've said, like,
kids, get that, get that, away from the windows, get away from the windows.
I was like, it's the fucking TV license.
Gary's like, that's sucking the grease off his fingers. Oh, God,
get the Febreze out of that. Out everywhere. And I went, I fucking answered it. And I opened the door and he just went, is your food, lad? I went, nice one, lad. So I got a second bag of food, right? So being the KFC, he got me food. He then delivered me food. Chicken For days, like, the kids were having wings for
you're
breakfast.
Like, you're like, I said, the kids, this is how we done it back in the war. Yeah. And the next meal turns up.
And then fucking just, he just ghosted me over the complaint and I was fucking fuming, lad. I got an email the other day and they were like, here's your full refund. I was like, nice one, lad. I got two orders, like, I got like 90 quid worth of chicken.
Did you polish the whole thing as
well? Nah, lad, I was looking at it thinking, do you reckon this be off sending it to like fucking Cambodia?
Because you know what's mad about you? Yeah, don't I noticed this the other week. I know you got quite a bit of a belly on you, like no offence, like compared to me and him, but like whenever we go for food, it's always you that eats the least, you know?
It actually is.
Never used to be. Like I used to clearly. Proper. Yeah. I used to proper put it away, but I don't know, the last few months, lad, I don't know if I'm fucking dying or got a tumour or something.
Are you having brekkie in the morning?
Some days, right, I can pig out and then some days I just won't eat.
Do you know what I've
I'm
noticed?
I'm the same, lad, to be honest.
Know what I've noticed with myself, even if it's something as stupid as when I get up in the morning having a bowl of Weetabix, if I don't eat in the morning, I can't eat. Not that I can't eat, but I don't need to eat all day. I'm not hungry. I haven't got the appetite that I normally do. If I have a bowl of Weetabix
or something
in the morning.
If I eat in the morning, I get hungry at about 11 o'clock. But if I don't have any breakfast, I can go to like 2, 3 o'clock.
Without eating.
There's probably a scientific term. Probably because you're fasting and your body starts to break down like your fat fucking particles and all that. So it's already feeding itself. So now that you've put a scran in your mouth, your body's then relying on the sugar.
How long do you reckon you could survive purely on just like oranges?
It's like 21 days, isn't it?
21 days without food. I think it's like 4 days without water.
But like, no, I mean, say you only ate oranges.
I think you'd do really bad damage because it's citrus.
How long do you reckon you could live?
It's acidic, innit?
No, I don't reckon. I reckon you'd...
I'm going to Google it.
I don't reckon you'd... So I know there was a fella... Google this one as well if you want. But I know there was a fella who was stranded on an island or something.
Did he even make a football with a face on it?
No, he didn't even make a Wilson. The only thing he could eat was pineapples because the pineapples grew on the seas.
They just come smell
pineapples.
No, but like you should have seen it. Like his mouth was meant to be like next level fucked.
Everything.
Of all these,
I fucking love pineapple. You know,
pineapple's boss, isn't
it? Oh, lad, it's mad. How have you ever tasted your own? Taste that nice.
Have you ever tasted your own cum after eating loads of pineapple?
Not intentionally.
I have.
Coming on a spoon.
No, but apparently that's meant to be good for both parties.
In what sense?
So I think if a female is to eat a load of pineapple, when you go down on sex female,
the taste good.
It makes the
SpongeBob sitting there.
Is he just chilling? Is he? Yeah,
in his gap.
Oh, I get it. I was thinking of Sponge then. I don't know why. But his house is a pineapple. I get it.
And it is under the sea.
Yeah,
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Pineapple.
So he's yellow. What is he?
But yeah, apparently if a girl eats pineapple as well, they what did he call it? Is it bean? Jew? Is that what they call it? Jew.
We got rid of half them in World War II.
No, not Jew. Like D-W.
Morning Jew.
Like D-W.
Like Mountain Dew.
Yeah, like
Discharge.
Tasty.
It is, though.
And then it goes like snot on your fingers.
Have you ever had one of them snotty shits where it's just like grease and phlegm?
Yeah, and like
why do we keep going back?
Gollying out of your ass.
Listen, I miss when we first started doing this podcast. we never tried to have opinions on things. It was just, let's just talk about horrible shit.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, all of a sudden, all of us collectively were like, no, what we're going to do? We're going to start giving our thoughts on things. And like, I've realised quite quickly.
It bites in the ass too many times.
I don't even think it bites in the ass. I just don't think people actually care.
Yeah, I
don't think people have ever watched those for our opinions. Because if they did, I don't think we'd have an audience.
I think we need to go back to being more pathetic.
Yeah. I miss when we could, I mean, I remember Gary especially, openly racist, weekly. Do it again.
Do it again.
Say it again. Say it.
The hard R.
Can't because I no longer edit.
Yeah, Ben, I'll just keep them all in.
Ben's not ours.
I remember the other week I was sitting there and it was like a Wednesday night, Thursday afternoon, so it was just before we were recording. And I was like looking at like, on like Sky News and stuff to like see what had happened, and I was like, I'm not even asked.
Yeah,
I was looking at it and I was like, I don't care.
I can't give my opinions on shit because I don't have a clue what's going on. Like, it doesn't ask me, so I'm not going to look up into it. It doesn't, it? You know what I mean? Like, politics and all that, like, yeah, oh, fuck the Conservatives, but I don't know much about it to actually give my opinion.
No.
I'm just brought up on Labour.
Yeah.
Because...
We spoke about this the other week, like, it's the environment you're brought up in, and being from Liverpool, it's always been
a Labour city.
So that's, when I vote, that's... what I do, but I don't understand politics.
It's,
don't really care,
it's not
about
that
politics.
I don't it's care, like, but it's just too much for me to be asked about, because the way I look at it, it's always going to be fucked.
Yeah.
Why have I then got to stress over it and make it worse for myself? That, like, there's just no point.
Like, the way you look at it is, realistically, if one party's in power, things are going to cost a bit more, but you might see less foreign people. If the other party's in power, things might cost a bit less, but you might see more foreign people. Just pick which one you want.
Pay more. Spend more money.
What I'm saying... Stop the boats.
What I'm saying is, Nigel Farage, real hero. Have you seen the stand-up fella?
Have you seen... I don't think he's the Prime Minister. I think he's just a politician and a spokesperson for Poland.
Mm.
Have you seen him on any of these talk shows that
he does? No, no, no.
Oh, lad, he's
really... We've reopened the camps!
He's so... Lad, he's why? So... ruthless, lad, right? So...
Nail polish.
They've got a zero tolerance policy to illegal migrants. He was like, they just don't let them in at all.
Yeah.
And they're like, how can you not let them in? He said, because I don't fucking want to let them in.
Yeah.
He said, if you look at... He said... From the European Union stats, the Eurostat, whatever they call it, he went, look at all the stats, Poland is the safest country. He went, because we don't let any migrants in. He said, so there's no rapes, there's no burglaries, there's no murders, there's no stabbing, there's
just
no shooting.
So are you saying all migrants are rapists, Gary?
That's what he says. He says it on Sky News, and they're just like, what? And he's like...
Thoughts of Gary Hyland, everyone.
Gary Hyland, and I quote, circa 23, all migrants... sex offenders.
Yeah.
Well,
no, but my
family are migrants from Ireland, and they're all rapists.
It's not that. We're sitting here saying we're not going to put our thoughts on things, but it's exactly what I'm going to do right now. Bobby Tipmarsh.
And I believe what I'm saying is true.
No, so I there's certain things I don't agree with, and there's certain things I do agree with. So it's like if someone from another country's coming over here and benefiting.
Boo!
Boo! Go home! No, I'm kidding. This is their home, though.
And
but it's like if they were coming over here and like not even benefiting us, but like, you know, like when you go to doctors, it's like my doctor's like an Indian doctor, and he's worked hard to get where he is. But then you've got other
fellas wanking through people's living room windows.
Well, exactly that. And then you've got people who are coming over, and it's like the sign, like, because I don't know what it's like now, but my mum used to tell me, because she used to work in the post office years ago, so it was like when people used to get
the
like the dole,
just coming in and lick stamps.
People used to get the dole, it was like the way that it used to happen was they used to go into the dole office and give like the passport and things, and they didn't need to prove like any ID.
Yeah.
And then what they'd then do was get like all the family to come over, and then they'd all sign on in there, and then go back home. And then what he would then do would then come in and get all of their gyros and then send them back home. I think that's a bit of a piss take, especially when there's people who are generally sick and can't even claim anything, but that they can. Do you know what I mean?
There's a documentary a few years back on Channel 4, and it was about like this Romanian family, and fucking little Dracula knobheads.
Just all sitting there with slides and just
no, so we come over, right?
With GTA 4 characters.
He signed on the dole, right? He was on UC, but he was like a labourer on a fucking building site.
Mm.
And he was claiming like child benefits for five of his kids who were still living in Romania, right?
Yeah.
Claiming all the benefits, sending all the money back. He'd done like 2 years working here, claiming the dole and child benefits, and then went home and built like a 7-bedroom house in Romania.
See, the thing is with it though, I mean, obviously people shouldn't do it, but it's like, it's so easy to do.
Yeah,
you can't blame them.
No, I don't blame them for doing it.
But then at the same time, right, if we were to close the borders and get rid of all fucking migrants, right, our whole fucking economy would fall on its ass.
Would it?
Because name an English takeaway that you go to.
No, but
he's not English.
All right, Neil's.
There you go.
Fish and chips. That's all we get, fish and chips and pies.
Yeah.
Fish, chips and mushy peas. All your fucking kebab and pizza places, none of them are English. Chinese restaurants, not fucking English. Yeah. 90% of fucking shops and convenience stores aren't English.
Mm.
Like, everything just fucking starts to fall away.
I'm not saying that for like... like everyone in the UK should only be from the UK.
No, no, no. I'm not saying it like he's watched I'm a Celeb, thought Nigel Farage was sad. Yeah. Like, I actually hate them.
Yeah. But I think it's a bit of a joke.
Get it the fucking now.
Where like there's people in my family, lad, there's people in my family who generally need to
I'd be mad Romanian, lad.
My favourite Romanian is Nico Bellic. Is don't even think he's Romanian,
no,
is he?
He's Russian by City.
But anyway. Liberty City, actually, get it right, lad.
Not a Muppet.
He's from Belarus, lad.
I just think it's a bit, joke how, like, people from other countries can come over here and then sponge on our system when I've got, like, there's people in my family who actually need that and can't even get it because of
thing,
whatever
it's,
reason.
And that's the thing, it's only a minority that fucking paints everyone else in a bad light.
Yeah.
It's 100%. Easy, like, because I know plenty of fucking Scouse people and English people who are scruffy, sponging cunts.
Yeah,
fucking want to lift a finger and don't want to do a fucking day away.
There's English people who are like that, and then there's people who are like that, and it's like, you've got to look at it from their perspective as well. Like, if they live in a country where, like prospects probably aren't very high for anyone, and it's like, well, we can go there, he can get a job, we can all stay at home, and still earn more money than we would have
otherwise. Should you like a fucking exchange student sort of scheme? So like, so listen,
kill him!
No, listen, we should do an exchange thing. So people who have been on the dole for like fucking 5 years, right? And I don't mean people who have additional needs or are ill or on disability.
Do you mean
whatever.
just
dole lights?
Yeah.
Dolites who are sitting around.
All right, say what you want. I don't claim anything.
I know you don't.
I'm a joking. Lazy cunt of my own volition.
Yeah, I know.
I'm poor by choice.
So people who just want to fucking fleece the system, right, and just take all the fucking government's money or all the taxpayers' money, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then you get a group of foreigners. You get a group of foreigners who want to come in the country and they're like, listen, I will fucking work 90 hours a week grafting on building sites.
Yeah, Dan,
should just go, you can come in. You're going to Poland, lad. See you in a bit.
Hold on, let them in.
And just fuck. Exactly, yeah. You're going to Lebanon, you little dickhead.
No, I've got
to swap them out. Just wife swap them.
But it does me head in, though, because it swings some roundabouts because I love people who can screw the system.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I love people who can screw the system, but then at the same time.
But I don't like it when you do it if they're not from here.
Yeah.
No, I've. My solution,
go on,
to solve the migrant crisis is the corner. I personally don't think it's a crisis. No one's wanked in my living room in there.
Yeah.
Who wasn't white? But I think I wouldn't let them in the garden.
Yeah.
I think what we do is for anyone from anywhere in the world who wants to enter the country, legally or illegally, let them here. And then you get one person who opposes to letting people in.
Okay.
Let them meet on the border.
Have a straightener.
Joust.
Jousting.
Whoever's knocked off the White Cliffs of Dover,
like
their
this.
Family is extradited. Whoever wins, if their family's moved in.
That's a cool idea.
But if they're from a foreign country with a different complexity, are they allowed? Are they allowed to change the name of the cliffs?
To what?
The Brown Cliffs of Dover.
Well, no, because the cliffs are the same. Like, we're not talking about Richard. We're not talking about Mr. C. Richard.
Because they're not really white, they're fucking yellow now, are they? They're dirty.
Nah, I like that idea. That's a cool idea.
Because you
put bets on.
But have we got to dispose of the bodies underneath? Because otherwise the
bodies are just... The White Cliffs will handle it for us, Gary. The ocean is a cruel mistress.
The bodies will just pile up, and then they'll just fall off. Like, oh,
no,
yeah.
There's a population crisis. There's too many people for the planet, realistically.
Is there, though?
Well...
Because I've been to places and I go, wow, there's so much land here. Do you know what I mean? Like Australia.
You know what? I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about land. And I do know what you mean.
But people like, just choose to live in the wrong place. Yeah,
no.
Are we on land?
No, but this is what I mean, though. Like, you know, I don't know the actual percentage, but like there's surely like 60% of like Australia where it's like
the outback. Lad, he's watched I'm a Celebrity and he's seen the first week when they go to the Outback.
Cut the jungle down, I say.
You know what I love about what you do, though, is like, you chat shit with conviction, though. It's like, he's like, lad, I don't know the exact percentage, but it's got to be 60% of Australia.
I should be a leader of something. I should be. People believe me.
I don't know the percentage, but 98% of Australia is uninhabited.
No, but yeah, but when I'm saying it like that, though, there's...
Should give everyone a kangaroo.
There's loads of land in places that they haven't built nothing on.
Yeah, there's loads of rules in place though.
You know, you need countryside.
You've got to have a percentage of green space.
Yeah.
Because it's the trees that produce the oxygen.
Yeah.
So. So if you
stick your false percentages, if you industrialize
and remove all of natural fucking habitats, one, you start killing wildlife off, and then you fucking affect the atmosphere. And
I
the
always think of this. Do you know if you were to chop down every tree in the world, would we just die?
No, because I think it's the sea. The sea produces more oxygen than trees.
Does it?
I didn't know that.
Have you ever watched Seaspiracy?
What?
Ever watched Seaspiracy?
No, I haven't.
It's really good.
But he
missed the trick with the name there. He's called the Seaspiracy.
Not Conspiracy.
See, yeah, exactly.
Proper idiot. Lad.
Netflix.
That's why I don't watch it.
Do you know what, though? It's a really good watch.
No, I would. I like shit like that as well. Definitely. I'll have to give it a whirl.
Give it a whirl.
But I always think about that, though. It's like, oh, there's too many people. And it's like, all right, then, well, why do you choose to just live in China? Like, move outside of China? Mm. Because it's obviously China. That's like the most populated place in the world. And then they're always moaning about, like, how many. I think it's about 3%. But they always say, like, you can't even. There's only so many kids you can have in China. Yeah. But then it's like,
there was a one child rule, and people wanted the male to sort of live the family name on.
I don't mean, but if people just want to live in China. No, I don't. Sorry, I don't mean China's whole. I mean like.
No, it is a good point though.
Like Beijing.
Well,
like fuck off out of Beijing then.
Yeah.
You're saying it like you're from me. You're like, if you don't like it here, go home. If you don't like our culture.
But China's a lovely country. So I get what you're saying. Like, if you're living like in the fucking...
Because China's massive and they've got loads of boss countryside where they're not doing nothing. I
suppose you've got to have the means to fucking be able to move.
Yeah, true.
I've got a full-time job, a good job, and I'm still fucking screens. Like, I'd be like, going to fucking Southport tomorrow to buy a house.
Anyone fancy Japan?
Yeah.
Here's one. Here's a question. Say you could move anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Right.
Where and why?
It's got to be... all right. Because obviously we're all probably going to say America. So can we say a place in America and then a place in like Europe, rest of the world?
I wouldn't say America anyway.
I've got three destinations. One in Europe, one in America, and one...
round the world.
In the Southern Hemisphere.
I think my Europe one would be Amsterdam.
Would it?
Yeah, because it's not too much of a culture shock. I mean, it is because it's like, oh, weed and sex and blah, blah, blah. But it's not, you don't have to
I'll do that anyway.
Have
you got unlimited money where you don't have to work again? Have you got to go and find
No, like, no, no, just, no, you're like, you just live there as you would know.
And
okay,
so Amsterdam's Europe. Very top of
Europe
my list.
Then, so you've got Amsterdam.
I do Amsterdam.
Where would you go in Europe?
I'd like to live in like a nice villa, like Spain.
I said Spain. Bored, like I start a little bar or something, get loads of skin cancer with my ginger skin, just fucking enjoy it.
So you'd have like 2 years there.
Yeah. Half a day.
You could move to Spain for a week.
Yeah.
Dead.
In the winter. I'm dead in December.
So what's your American one?
New York. I know New York's fucking shitty, scatty, fucking overpriced, overpopulated.
Have you been?
Never. But we're like, the dream of comedy and stuff, like New York, the pinnacle for me.
Wouldn't you say LA though, if comedy?
Because in New York, right, when you get to a certain level of comedy in New York, like Dave Chappelle will do like 14, 15 shows in a night because there's that many comedy clubs.
Mm.
So your development and your growth is so much quicker and fast-tracked because there's so much more in a sort of compressed, dense space.
Yeah.
Whereas in LA, there's a good few clubs, but spread out sporadically.
Yeah.
So you'd only be able to physically do maybe two or three shows.
And New York is very dense.
Yeah.
Everything's so compact.
Call it a concrete jungle.
It's so compact.
Like, in New York.
And it's mad though because I'm going to New York in about fucking 3 weeks. But New York is not what you're thinking. Like,
if I was to live anywhere in America, I'd want like a ranch me.
But then
like a Texas one.
Texas,
Colorado looks incredible.
Like
Tennessee or somewhere like that. I'd love to live like a redneck. I'd love to live like a hillbilly.
The reason I said New York then because of a big city, because it's me rest of the world destination.
What's your rest of the world then?
New Zealand.
Really? Yeah. New Zealand.
And that's why I've not gone with like a Colorado or a Nashville.
Do you know New Zealand? Sorry. New Zealand, do they speak English?
Yeah.
I thought that was Santa Claus or something. Like, what the fuck?
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
So, did he speak English in New Zealand? Oh, I don't know why I was thinking that they have to.
It's very Australian. They sound Australian, don't they?
Would you learn the haka?
Yeah.
I think the haka is gay. I think the haka is gay. You
know? I don't get it.
It's just a spiritual war dance, and it was meant to be. It was originated that. Like,
we're going to war, but first. We're dancing.
That's all it is.
He was
hacking it.
He was hacking it. I don't know. I just think the hack is gay.
New Zealand to go to. I think Australia for me. The rest of the world. I've got to be. Me and America would probably be like a Florida or something.
Do you know what I hate though?
A Miami or a, I don't know. Me rest of the world would be an Australia. Probably.
I hate though now. Like young English people are moving everywhere. I mean, I get why, because I don't plan on really staying in England for the rest of my life.
I hate England.
It depresses me more than anything in the world. Yeah. But it's like, you can't move to Australia because it's just full of English people. You can't go to Thailand now because it's full of English people.
I don't think there's many people living in Thailand, though, is there? Because it's more Australia. But every person I know who's been to Australia, it's I'm only gone for 6 months. Instead. And they're still there, and they're like, I'm never coming back.
It's expensive, though. Like, really expensive.
Well, they said that, yeah. And this is more so why I was saying about Australia before, because when I speak to my mates who are over there, it's like, if you're staying in, like, not the outback, but, like, you know, the little towns that are quite far away from, like, your Sydneys and Brisbane and whatever. Yeah. He said, it's like, your house will be there and there's a few houses and that by you, but if you want to go like the Asda, it's an hour and a half drive.
Yeah, well, that is a
so
big
So think
country.
About how much room's in there.
Think that's of all the percentages.
Percent, lad, isn't it? 60%. That's what
I'm
trying to say. 60%. But there's
all
that room.
Just a Tasmanian devil just wanking everywhere.
Yeah. There's all that room there that's not getting used.
Yeah. No, we're not.
Yeah, but it's like, what would you use it for, though, what?
Houses. Kangaroos.
If you could...
Koala bears.
So that's us moving to a destination that is like... A similar civilization.
Mm.
What, like, if you could change to a culture?
Like, what, like me physically?
Like, if you could go and live. No, if you could go and live.
For the dick.
Is that not what you meant?
No. So, like.
If you could be any other race, that was definitely black.
No, don't just mean, like, just change race and, like, live where you are. Like, go and, like, become engrossed in a different culture, in a different way of life. Like, fucking go to Tibet.
Okay. I don't know. I reckon it'd be something to do with Hawaii, me.
Would you?
I can see you. Flowers around your neck.
I love Moana.
Yeah.
Great film.
Yeah.
Great film.
I'd say that for now, but...
Because I love Japan. Like, Japan for me. Because I was...
I think Japan's a weird country. Nah,
it is
Japan.
A bit mad.
I love Japan. I love the Japanese fucking culture and all that. Like, it's ridiculous.
I don't know. There's just something about them, lad. Like... Not the people, just the whole place. That they, why is anime such a big part of your culture?
I can't get
They've
my
got
head
such not. A trustworthy fucking culture, though. Like, it's crazy.
It is a trustworthy culture.
Yeah. Like,
is
I watched a documentary on, like, school kids and how kids...
Is Japan the Yakuza?
Yeah.
What's the Chinese? Oh, triads.
Triads, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. There's just something about Japan. It's like, all right, we get it. Like octopus and that, sweet. Like, shut up.
Yeah, if you could be in any gang, then what would you be? Like, major gang.
I'd have to be in the Yakuza with me tats, innit?
Yakuza, yeah.
Because you're not allowed in, like, swimming pools in Japan and stuff with tattoos on, show.
With any tattoos? Why? Because it's all associated.
Do you know what I think? It's such a peaceful life. Have you seen? They've been coming up on TikTok loads lately for me, like, them videos of, like, the fellas who are, like, making the cocaine for the cartels in the middle of nowhere. And
they're having a great time. Lad,
They're having fun. They're living in...
Like that one for me, one lad, for you.
They're living in nature. They're just shredding the leaves down and squashing it all down.
I can't believe they're just out there putting it on TikTok.
They look like they're having such a good time, lad. And, not even for the drugs. It just looks like a laid-back life. You go in, you make some cocaine, some charm, and then you chill in a forest that it's, like, sand.
You're making dreams come true.
Like, you're probably also ruining lives further down the line.
Yeah, but that's, like, the day
you
after. You
don't sleep with an AK-47.
At the time, you're supplying someone, and you're probably the reason why he shagged that bird that night. Do you
probably.
Know what I mean? Because you've given the
probably.
Confidence. Yeah, you're saving the world.
Shoved his fucking coke dick in there.
Yeah.
Just, like, thumbed it in.
No, but he's had a good time, not he. We're talking about the lad, not. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Think about it.
I don't know. I just think I'd like to live somewhere dead remote me.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think you would.
I really would.
Yeah. I don't think you could.
A big ranch.
I could.
Nah.
Big definitely. Colorado
if
ranch.
If I just had land, I'd just run round on it, me.
Naked.
You.
Yeah.
And nah.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he could just live in somewhere remote, fuck all around him?
Like, if I have my own like ranch or something, let's say I have my big ranch, middle of nowhere, I'd have a couple of horses. No, well, I'd have a couple of horses and that, like fucking couple. Chickens and that. Keep yeah. animal. What are you like? You're not coming to the ranch when I get it. You're gonna laugh off camera.
No, but think about it. You.
Yeah. No, I'd obviously have to live with someone and you're able to like do stuff and that.
Just bumming horses.
But yeah. like, I could get a couple of dogs, me, and as long as I knew how to cook, I'd have to learn to cook and do like washing and that first.
Can
but
you cook?
I mean, I can, but like steak, stir fry, chicken wings.
And you still have to Google them.
Well, not I make great chicken wings.
So you're telling me you could live on a ranch with nothing else around you?
As long as I had like an Xbox and that, that'd be sweet.
Got an Xbox in yours?
Yeah, but I haven't got a ranch.
He should be playing an Xbox on the ranch.
No. What does my head in?
He'll be in his ranch playing GTA in a city, going.
what does my head in sometimes? Is living within reach of like a city. I hate it.
I couldn't do it. I know I couldn't. I used to say it for years. Be like, I'd live out the way and blah blah. And then there's been times where I've been away from everywhere for a little bit, and it's like,
see, our David does.
Too used to a city.
Our David lives out in the sticks. Mm. Like he's got, it's a big ass bungalow, right? Yeah. And I don't know measurements. It's like I think it's like an acre.
Like 60%.
Yeah. He's got like an acre of land, right? So his house is just in the middle of this land. He's got a big wraparound garden, and there's like a farmer's field next to him that he has like, access to with a gate, and there's like. Horses and ponies living in it, but David's got like pet pigs and everything in his garden. He's got like a pig run, and it's the most peaceful, gorgeous place. But then you're like, I've got to go to the shop, and it's fucking half an hour away. Just little things like that.
You've got like your log fire in your living room. You just sit drinking whiskey of an evening.
Yeah, but imagine right, and our David's got floor to ceiling.
You've got a ranch, you can make whiskey.
You can't even cook a scratch, and you're telling me
you're
going to sit there and make your own whiskey?
He's making moonshine. Yeah.
No, what about this then? Our David's got floor to ceiling windows, right?
Yeah.
Imagine, and in Ireland, it's all real coal fires and stuff, right? Yeah, and fucking kerosene tanks. Like, they don't have gas lines in the where he lives or not. It's electricity, kerosene, fucking coal, whatever. Mm. Imagine you're sat there with your coal fire on, fucking a few briquettes on it and all that, little glass of whiskey. Mm. And you can see out your window in your front garden with a big, long, winding driveway, right? What if you just seen fucking figures coming in with, like, fucking red lasers on rifles coming for
lad,
you?
Lad, if you lived in the middle of nowhere, if you had, like, a house in the sticks or you lived on a ranch, you'd obviously own a gun. So
Are you saying your ranch is in America, then?
No, like, you'd still own a gun.
In the...
Who's going to come England? And check, lad? Like, people aren't coming...
He's going to knock down the village hotel and turn into a ranch.
Really, you'd only ever... people would only ever know you had the gun if you needed to use it. If I seen red lasers, you'd obviously... If I lived in the middle of nowhere, because, I get proper paranoid about shit. Like, if I'm on the Xbox, I'll shut my curtains and that. Like, I don't know why. I just hate the idea of somebody who lives in the house behind, looking in and
watching
seeing
you doing your 360 no-scopes and that.
Like, I don't want them seeing me strategies on UFC and that.
That is very
but, like, honestly, you just perch up. You just sit.
But where are you going to get a strap from, then, if your ranch was in England?
It's a farm.
I know a guy.
You can make one, lad. Yeah. I'm sure there's videos out there.
When I was a kid, lad, I used to find a prime fucking twig and get a lazy band on it, lad. You were flying, lad.
Honestly, I just think the idea of living slap bang in the middle of nowhere, I mean, within reason, like, I wouldn't want the nearest place to be, like, 3 hours away.
What's
the
main driver? Is it because you hate people?
Because I'd want somewhere where, only people who I want, coming near me.
And then you could kill your bird or something.
Like, say I live, hours away, but say I live, 40 minutes away from where you were living, but I was out the way.
How close would you want to be to a city, an hour and a half?
Yeah, that's perfect for me, that. Because then, say you want to drive into the city,
you get a nice drive in. On a bad day, it could take you 45 minutes to get to town from yours.
That's
true, actually. You know what I mean?
Do you know what I'm saying? Imagine I lived, not far away from you, but, say you wanted to come down, and, I could be like, oh, please do, sample the whiskey.
I'll see you tomorrow.
No, I'd be like, please, sample the whiskey, it's all single malt, homemade.
That wouldn't say. If you made whiskey... And you're like, lad, I've just made that. I would not taste it.
Sad. Well, yeah. I'm going to make it. No, lad. I reckon, right, I think...
Get a whiskey on, bro.
I think I could... And no, right, here's me thinking here. I think...
Tell me this.
As long as it's something...
Look what you started, Bob.
As long as it's something I like, I think I could make it very well. What are you... Like, stop laughing off camera.
No, leave him. He's the audience.
What I'm saying is like... As long, like, because when it's something I like, I can focus on it because I like it.
Yeah.
So like, if I knew the step by step how to make a whiskey and what to do and da da da, because I like it, I'd try my best for it to be nice.
Yeah, well, obviously you wouldn't be doing it to make it taste sure. like shit. But like, no. How many times have people went?
Explain Grant's whiskey. It's horrible.
What's yeah. that?
Exactly.
I don't like whiskey anyway. Well, at all. I think it's horrible.
That's why you're not invited to the Durant.
I don't like whiskey. I can't name
you're it. Not coming then.
Yeah,
all we do is just drink whiskey and just make straps, lad. That's it. I just shag my birds and shoot pigeons. What?
Sometimes at the same time.
Sometimes I shag pigeons and shoot birds, lad.
Imagine walking around just wearing a pigeon.
Every time it goes...
I'm here to shag my bird and shoot pigeons, and I've got no bullets left. So get here, you slug. Could you live up remote?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, all right. Would you prefer? Actually, no, because it doesn't really make sense. I was gonna say, would you prefer a ranch or like an island?
Ranch. I wouldn't want to be like separated by water from places. Like I remember going to the Isle of Man for the TT, and it's a lovely place.
Yeah. And that's not even remote. It's
a 20-minute flight away. But like I was there for like 5 days, and I was there for 6 days actually. And, like,
6 days is enough.
Two or three days, you're like, oh yeah, it's boss this. And then after it, everywhere you go, you can just see water.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, where's everyone else?
Like, yeah. it's not even nice water. It's not like you're in the Maldives and it's gray. Fucking clear and you see barracudas everywhere and you're like, oh, sick this. Mm-hmm. Instead, it's just fucking shit. But you do get, there has been sightings of killer whales around the island, man.
What about the Loch Ness?
I don't reckon I could live anywhere. Like, don't people go, oh, I'd love to live in Bora Bora. No. Unoriginal piece of shit.
I don't think I'd have fun there. Listen, it's weird though, because you know if I ever go on like a holiday or anything, and it's like, oh, I can't wait to get there and chill and see about the world.
No,
I am on my feet more when I'm on holiday than what I am here.
I hate it. I don't
like
going to the beach when I'm on holiday. I think what's the point? Like, you're just sitting there doing nothing.
It's so boring.
Do that in New Brighton.
Yeah, it's so... Like, when I go away, lad, I will be on my feet for a solid 3 weeks. Yeah. I know I won't stop.
Yeah.
It's the best way to do it.
I don't want to go away and chill. It's fucking shit.
But then, that's what I'm saying, if you live in the middle of nowhere, it's different just living in the middle of nowhere and doing nothing, but having a ranch and being active and running the ranch and stuff. Then that's your fucking
grafting. Oh, is that what running a ranch?
Feeding the animals.
Go on, tell me how you do
it.
So start
the day at 5:30. I'd be awoken by the noise of a
outside. That's just his bed. That's just his bed going. Any cockle?
Outside, I wake up. The sun will be rising. Obviously,
yeah.
I'll put on my chest shirt, tuck it into my jeans, belt with a big buckle, boots, cowboy hat. Yeah, obviously.
Put your fire on for your whiskey.
Well, Bobby, you don't boil it.
Don't you boil it?
No, Bobby.
Oh, what is it that you're boiling?
I actually don't know. Yeah. But I won't.
It defo is.
I won't boil my whiskey.
Yeah.
And I won't.
And that's why I wouldn't taste it.
I also won't drink it first thing in the morning because I've not got a problem.
Yeah, but you've got to turn it on for the day.
I'll let it sit in the barrel. and then I'd go out. I'd stand on the porch. Probably smoke a joint.
Nice. Where are you getting your weed?
I'll grow it. I've got a ranch.
So you're going to grow your weed as well?
Yeah.
Well, it's not to do that.
Fucking Dan Cleaver over there.
It can't be that hard to grow a plant, lad. There's a major of them.
You say that. I tried to grow a bonsai tree once, didn't work.
Well,
I know a few people who've got crops. They'll give you some advice.
We'll see. So there you go. So I've already got that sorted.
Allegedly.
And then, you know, you go out, you feed the chickens.
What's the names? How many chickens have you got, actually?
Well, there needs to be enough for there to be like a constant flow of eggs for the house. But
forget the names then. They're just chickens.
Yeah, they're just.
What other animals have you got?
Probably keep a few Highland cows. Like I like the big ginger cows. I think they're cool.
Would you milk them? Milk for the day.
But,
they're dairy cows.
But yeah, you know, I'd probably.
Can you get milk from Highland cows?
Yeah, but it's free range.
We'll get back to this.
I've actually.
Do you know, for a cow to produce milk, does it need to be pregnant? Or does it need to be pregnant at least once and then you just carry on doing it every
that's
day?
That's a good question.
I don't actually know.
See, smart. I should have a ranch, not you. But anyway. Well,
but that's so, why, if you... I'm at the point. If you eat a dairy cow, it tastes like shit.
If you eat a dairy...
Yeah, like, you know...
Oh, so I thought you meant like so shuffling like, the udder or something.
No. So, if you're eating beef, that's not a dairy cow. That's a cow that's being bred for food. Like,
oh, okay. So go on, you'd have Highland cows. What, just because you like the look of them?
Yeah, I think they look cool.
So you're taking money out of your intake just because you like these cows. It's actually doing nothing for you.
Yeah, but the cows will produce milk.
Well, it depends as well, because cows are good for if you're going to grow crops and stuff, because they graze, they shit, they put manure in, they walk the manure into the ground and
then you plant the seeds. But then you wouldn't be able to put them cows back on that field.
You move them from field to
field. Oh, yeah, okay.
It's a big ranch. And then, you know, I'd probably have sheep. I'd have probably pigs.
I've been to Clarkson's farm.
Oh, yeah, have you been?
Yeah, I went to Diddley Squat Farm Shop.
Oh, God. Yeah, is he there?
No.
And then I'd just live out my days there, happy. Like, that'd honestly, if wait, I just...
No, you're not delving into it enough, so you've only got two cars. What else have you got?
Couple of sheep, couple of pigs. I'd only have one horse, but I'd use
but
that.
But that's your get about.
I'd use that horse to travel the land.
Wouldn't you have? Wouldn't you get it like?
He's
like
just been playing Red Dead far too much. Look at him.
Would you not get a little crosser?
Not good for the environment. I don't think it's good for the
environment. Would you get your lecky crosser?
That's
very good for the environment.
Nah, I'd probably.
Would you get a Tesla robot?
I'd try and live all authentic, lad. And like all I'd need is like a couple of golden retrievers, and I had lived there alone, happy forever. Genuinely, honestly, I got
he hasn't got a clue by the real world.
But, so what are you growing? What are you growing? Grain.
Green.
Corn.
Just selling it to KF.
Yeah.
Major of it, lad. you know, what can't you go? Beets.
Beets. I like twice.
Turnips, carrots.
You're telling me you could live a very simplistic life.
Yeah, what's your revenue stream? How are you keeping this alive?
That is very simple.
By selling the crops that I grow.
But it's weird the way, isn't it? Like certain crops you can grow at this time of year, and then when that's finished with, you sell lemon and you've got your grow for for your next... Like, you've got winter crops and then summer crops and spring crops and whatever. Yeah. So when they're finished with their thingy, you spin them and then get it. But, like, it could fuck up for you, though, you know?
It could do, but then, I'll die by the land. Obviously, in all seriousness, I wouldn't, run a ranch and become a farmer. But, like, I honestly, I could live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So if someone come over to you now and said, leg your comedy, I'll give you the ranch... I'll show you what you're doing.
No, I'd still do me comedy, you know.
No, but you've got to like the comedy.
No.
Just your one horse.
I'll ride the comedy club on the horse.
But how old are this miles away?
You're
in the middle of nowhere now.
Horses
it's a good job. The horse. Shut up, lad.
Would you not do it if they said like the comedy, though?
He'd open one in his barn and call it the comedy ranch.
There you go.
But you can't do comedy on it.
He's just shitting on your dreams here, lad.
Yeah, all right. Well, then when you go to town, they make weed illegal.
Why do that to me?
Shit, Divi. But no, like, honestly, I just think I'd love my life to just be like living in the middle of nowhere. Got my own little bit of space, not loads of land, but like enough land to just have like my own little place, and then
a few acres.
I'd just go and do comedy, and that's how I'd just make my living, and then after Bobby's died, I'd go back to comedy.
Yeah.
I'd make loads of trenches and everything.
Honestly, like, I'd have booby traps set on the perimeters, and that just in case.
Yeah. Poor kids, man. Welcome now, trying to feed.
No, I'd obviously no. I'd let them know. I'd be like, don't go over in that field.
How are you gonna know though? Is it that big?
Well, I'm obviously because I'll know where to put the traps.
I got them on tag.
I make them Viet Cong traps, you know, and like just get the kids up on the floor, get and the spikes going down,
jumping out of trees.
Get the kids
coming out of like hatches in the floor.
Get the kids a pair of Heelys, right? But put a mechanism on them like the Tesco trolleys where you can take them off the perimeter and they just freeze.
Yeah, just stop waiting.
The kids just honestly, stop moving.
I wouldn't have kids if I lived in the middle of nowhere.
When are you gonna have kids? When are you still gonna have kids? When are you gonna join the dad club? Have you? On a serious note, have you ever spoke to your birds about kids or anything?
Yeah, like it's definitely gonna happen.
I've had the conversation. Like it's something that I want to do, but it's like I can't right now. No. Because I'm being dead honest. If I had a kid now, I obviously probably couldn't carry on doing the comedy because I'd have to make sure that doesn't die. So then, like, I'd have to go to work. I'd have to go to work full time. Yeah, but like, you've had kids for years, dog. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I didn't start the comedy until I had kids.
Exactly. So like, you could work that into your life. Whereas at the minute, I'm trying to sort of build the same way with what you're doing with the DJ, and you're trying to build your life around that before you introduce anything else into it. And if I had to stop comedy because of my kids, I'd hate them.
Yeah. So there's two ways, and there's not any right way to bring kids into the world, but I look at it from two
vaginally.
I look at it from two main points of view. You either start your life and set your life up and bring kids into an established lifestyle, or you have your kids early, let them grow up, and then start your lifestyle. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's hard to, and that's why I take my hat off to me bit. Like, my bear's fucking, like, she grafts her ass off. Like, she's had four kids, and she's done fucking, like, fucking two university degrees and fucking while balancing our family. Like, she's insane, and she's a dickhead for doing it, though, because, like, why would you want all that stress, you know, fucking... When she'd done a law degree, she was pregnant in year one and pregnant in year three. Like, that's fucking ridiculous. Who'd want that shit? So I take my ass off to her, but...
Mine's just more finances. I'd want to... Do you know what?
They're expensive.
That's all it is. Honestly, expensive. That's all it is for me.
It's not even finances, though, because... What's
your average baby cost now?
I think it's like 250 grand.
If I really wanted to now, I could move out of ours, have my own place, have a kid and start a family. I could, but at the same time, I wouldn't be skint.
Yeah,
I love this. I know, I wouldn't be skint.
You wouldn't be skint, but you couldn't live a lifestyle like that would be enjoyable.
I spend my money on what I want to spend my money on. Do you know, like, without being selfish?
Yeah.
It's I've
got four kids, right? And I'm still like that now where, like, my bed's really, really good, but like, I'll be like, oh, sad. I'm fucking going to go and buy myself some fucking hoodies and t-shirts then. Then my brother go, what about the kids club? And you forget that kids grow.
What does he do for work?
Because this is what annoys me.
Listen to this quick.
This is what annoys me as well, because I know if I had a kid, I would spend every last dime on it, and I don't want to do that yet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It depends on which child as well, because people who have the first kid go over the top and, like, get the kid, like, fucking Moncler coats.
I wouldn't do none of that.
I know loads of people who've bought the kids, like, fucking Versace baby grows, and, like, hang on a minute, they shit in it, and they don't fit in it three weeks later. They grow so fast. Yeah, listen, the average amount of money spent on raising a child from birth to the age of 18 in the UK, including housing, childcare costs, is £223,000, according to the investment platform.
I just don't have that kind of dollar, you know.
You don't even have £22.30, lad.
Nah. It is purely a financial thing, because, like, I'd always rather, this is the thing for me, I'd personally rather have kids a bit younger, because then you get to spend more of your life with them then. Yeah. I'd hate to be, like, 40 and my kid's 5.
Yeah. Like, can we go and play football in the garden?
It's like, I'm geriatric. Like,
when I'm doing the school run, there's, like, parents picking up 6-year-olds who are, like, well into the 50s.
Yeah, and it's like, the main thing is financially, because, like, realistically, like, I know I'm a bit of an idiot, but if I was financially boxed off, it wouldn't matter.
I reckon I'll have a kid before I'm 30, though.
I reckon I really will.
I reckon it will happen. Not that I'll have a choice in it.
But you and the Moy, you're in a really good place. Like, you've got a stable relationship, but you do a lot together as well.
I know.
Like, you go on, like, you're doing the right thing. You're fucking experiencing the world while you're young. So, you're on the path to fucking.
I think so.
Have bambinos. Like,
yeah, I think it'll definitely happen. I think it'll definitely happen before I'm 30. Defo.
It's just one of them for me, lad. It's like I just wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to bring a kid into the world when I knew I couldn't provide.
That makes sense.
It's not selfish. It's not.
It isn't.
You're doing it for the right
pay. No, I'd call it heroic, if anything.
Massively heroic.
But it's just one of them, because it's like, obviously, like, if I was to, say I was to have a kid now, like, I realistically could
have a massive Lenny laugh. little tripod fella there. Like,
realistically, I couldn't still.
Big Bean.
I couldn't.
That's me daughter, that one. But like, kidney bean on
but like, realistically, like, I couldn't still pursue comedy in the way that I'm doing it, because the shit that I'm doing with it needs all of my attention, or it can't happen. And it's like, I can't be like, lads, fucking hell, can you give yourself that bottle? Like, I've got a show coming up.
Kid can't even speak.
You know, I'm like, can't you
wipe your own ass?
I'm like, yeah, but lad,
I know. There's 24 hours in a day. Like, there's plenty of time for you to do both.
Nah.
He is.
I just wouldn't want him, because then I'd have to, because I know what I'm like. I'm not good at managing time. This isn't the case for everybody. Like, you manage fine, but I know I wouldn't. For me to do something a bit properly.
Yeah, but that's because I'm forced to, because I've got so many things.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You've never been in a position where you've been forced to do it.
I reckon I'd be a good dad.
You would be.
I'd just be like, like, let me just do this gig first.
Do you know what though? I know what you're, Bertie.
Shut up, lad.
Do you know what you'd probably find though, right? You change when kids come into your life, like you completely change. It's one of the most rewarding yet challenging things on the
planet. I think I'd love it.
It's perfect. Yeah,
right? I think I'd love it.
Your inspiration and everything would change. Like, you'd probably become fucking even more creative because, like, it just changes.
Imagine how much
material
you can get off the kid, lad.
Well, I have thought, should I? Because, like,
just for material.
Listen, babe, I've got an hour next year. Just let me come in, yeah?
I just
need an hour and then we'll get rid of it.
Not just
for
material.
We're buried on the lunch.
We've got loads. There's only six buried.
Just put it in the whiskey and just call it baby back batter.
But it's not just for the material, but mainly for that. Because, lads, imagine it. Imagine that, lads. It would be good, but then, there's also the side of, imagine you're a kid by this R4 in the morning, and you're just like,
no, it is, it's graft, lad.
And you're like, lad, shoot.
Otis is nearly 17 months, and he's having issues at the minute with his fucking stomach and all that, and, through the night last night, lad, he was just whinging and crying, and I'm shattered, and I'm like, lad, my alarm clock's going at fucking 5:10 for work. Just shut the fuck up.
This is what
up,
I mean, because as a parent, like, as well, there's no allowances in work for, the kid was up crying, because you've still then got to get, it doesn't matter if you've had an hour's kip, you've still got to get up and do that, and it's nah. Yeah.
I'm just hoping my kid takes after me, because my mom always sits and says to me, you were such a good kid, you just never cried.
Do you know what, though, as well? It's true as well. How your pregnancy is, the baby turns out differently as well.
Mm. So really, yeah?
Yeah, so, fucking in the past, me and Mel haven't had the best pregnancies, fucking personal shit going on, fighting and all that, and, we've had some rough pregnancies. Yeah. It's fucking kicking downstairs.
Nice.
Yeah. There's been a couple of rough pregnancies where, we haven't been the greatest, we haven't been the strongest. With Archie, I didn't want a baby. I was just this is too soon. Didn't want him. I was you need to get rid of him and everything. And it just started horrible. We weren't in the happiest place.
Yeah.
And then this last one.
Egbeth.
Yeah. This last one, we were just...
Not that place too well.
We were really, really happy. We were let's do this. And we embraced it. And we had a fucking boss pregnancy. And the baby was just sound from day one. And he's not being a problem.
Yeah.
Like, obviously I said last night he was crying that, but kids get sick and that.
But
your pregnancy. Yeah. So your mom probably had a fucking boss pregnancy with you and you just come out fucking sound.
No, I don't think she did though, to be fair. Nah, because
what you've got to remember as well, she was having him.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. And I had a fat head.
Yeah.
But
I just cut him out, I'm not pushing that out the size of it. Fucking telly head on him.
My ma always says pregnancy was mad because she didn't get a belly on it until she was 8 months. She said she went 8 months, 8 months to the point where she was convinced
that dad. Yeah. Thank fuck for that.
Yeah.
And then I nearly died in the car. But she said she went 8 months proper flat belly, and then just one day over a period of 2 weeks got a belly on it. But I nearly died in the womb.
Really?
Yeah, nearly died. Yeah, because me granddad died two or three weeks before I was born, and my mum was going through that much stress that it was just
heavy, that.
So I nearly died.
Have you heard what can happen to be? This is one of the most terrifying things you will ever hear. Some women can have this thing. I don't know what.
Does it happen to girls? Does it just happen to girls?
Yeah.
Oh, no, last time.
But no, it's I don't know what it's called. There is a name for it, but. They cannot know their pregnancy until into labour. Imagine you're just chilling with your bed, lad. And then she just goes, water's breaking. Yeah. No signs of it or not. Yeah. And then you're like,
wait till I get me head under that pillow. There's so many stories where people have gone to hospital just going on them in agony, and they're like, yeah, because there's a fucking baby.
That's crazy business, imagine that.
Do you know what you do know what?
But how would you not know that though? Do you still have your periods?
Well, you just don't get a belly or
I know that. But surely
if you've gone 10 months and not bled,
there
must be pregnancies where you still pass blood.
So you're just thinking,
they're called miscarriages, lad. To be honest with you, if we're getting technical,
everyone's got a price. How much to eat a miscarriage?
Depends whose it was.
Margot Robbie's
quid.
I'll pass.
Have you seen the video of the? It's so bad, but still so funny. It's like a picture of a girl, and she's got a thingy of a fucking baby, and it's that
it looks
big.
Like an alien toy, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then it's the video. the video with that kid in Monster House. Lad, wow.
Oh, lad.
How long have we done, soft lad?
Hour and five. Fucking hell. What the hell?
Do you know what I do want to talk about, though? So last week, when you see this, Kanye drops his new album, doesn't he?
Sure, I didn't even know.
His new album's out tomorrow. I think it's called Vultures. Have you not heard or seen any of it?
No.
So he done like a live event in Miami, I think it was.
You cracking your jaw, there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You done like cracking your jaw?
It needed to click.
That's horrible. It
needed to go.
No, we done like a live event in Miami, and give like a leak, a preview, and he samples Backstreet Boys on it, right?
Fuck off.
Yeah. And lad, his first verse, lad, it's fucking the lyrics. Shall I play it?
Go on.
Oh, lad.
Is it good, though?
I'm a Kanye fan, right?
I know you're not.
No, I loved his old stuff. Then he went a bit weird, and every now and then I'll go, nice. That's an all right tune. I'm looking forward to the album. I think it's funny.
I don't keep up with music, me.
I think it's funny.
I'd
listen to the lyrics, lad. Like, it's fucking, it's daft. Watch, where is it? Right there. What's this? Adverts.
Go on, Kanye, lad.
Samples Backstreet Boys.
Okay. You sure this is Kanye?
I think so.
It's the whitest.
I might have chosen the wrong one, yeah. Just back to the boys this one.
Here we go, Kanye.
Kanye's
back. All right. Kim, you slag.
I've cut that out, Ben. I've picked the wrong one.
No, don't cut it out. Don't cut it out. No, we were bopping to that. Keep that in.
I was like,
bro, is this? No, I real fuck with Kanye.
Yeah, bro, I fuck heavy Kanye. With Kanye, bro.
Ah, no, let me find it.
What the was it, bro?
Keep talking, wanna find it.
So yeah, abortion.
So Bobby, what do you reckon about the Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet, back, all right. Kanye West, them. Is that Aiden Ross?
Yeah. Fuck off. Anyway, he starts.
Rhyme with that, guys.
No, thanks, he starts rapping, and he says one in the pink, one in the stink. It is lyrics.
I'm definitely gonna listen.
Oh, he's fucked up.
Lads,
I'll find it in a minute and play it.
It's just fucking.
Apologies.
I do like Kanye. What we build?
So anticlimactic.
Are we carrying on? Are we going for beer? Are we cutting?
Yeah,
we're
Alexa. Time.
Cut that out.
No, don't cut it out, Ben. It was boss.
It wasn't. Go on.
Don't cut it out. Leave it in, Ben.
Carry on.
Oh, go on. Oh, I thought you were saying something. Have you not just said, oh, do you know what I was thinking of then?
Did I say that?
Sure.
Wow, I'm 60% sure you just said.
Brother. Don't even get me talking about
that. We'll cut this bit out, though, because this bit's flabat.
Yeah, no, it's flat. I don't know if it's been removed. Literally, it was a fucking rammer today. Anyway. Ah, yeah. So, kids, who's having kids?
Yeah, I'm not having kids anytime soon. I reckon it definitely will happen before I'm 30.
Well, but you're saying it won't happen anytime soon. But then you're saying it'll happen you're 26. You're 27 in less than a year, so it will be happening soon.
You said before 30, lad, you're going to be fucking 30.
Your next birthday's 27.
Bear in mind, you carry a baby for fucking 10 months, lad.
That's rough, that. You know what, lad?
9 months. Isn't it elephants that are pregnant for like 2 years?
Yeah.
Are they?
He just corrected me on a fucking pregnancy term when he's got no kids. I've got
Matt,
4.
You're pregnant for 9 months.
You're not.
It is, isn't it? Why the fuck is it 3 trimesters?
Matt.
3 months, 3 months, 3 months. Is that not 9?
But isn't like 3 and a bit? 3 and a bit, 3 and a bit.
It's nearly enough 10 months.
Whatever.
But obviously you can have it early.
It's in between the two.
I had a kid, had we? 2 years, though. That's crazy, that.
I'm sure elephants are pregnant for 2 years when they have a baby.
What's a dog?
I don't know.
Walked right into that one.
It can't be long, can it?
Is it like 6 weeks?
Yeah, it can't be long for a dog because, well, a day for a dog, 7 days, innit?
Who's the fella off Joe Rogan who he speaks to?
Marshall, his dog.
No. The fella who does the podcast with.
Jamie,
pull it up.
Jack, pull it up.
Jack, pull it up.
I want to know how long.
If I shag a dog,
yeah,
how long before I can be expecting child?
Yeah, and right, I know this is going to sound proper
stupid.
No,
you can't get a dog pregnant.
No, I know that, but why?
Because it's a different reproductive system. The sperm's different than that. It's going into different reproductive organs.
It's not because I've given my dog a tug before and it looks like man.
Yeah, no, it looks like it, but it doesn't taste the same.
That's true.
That's nasty.
9 weeks?
9 weeks.
Oh, it's not far off.
Right, get your dog, yeah. And then 9 episodes from now, if your dog has a kid.
Why is my dog going to have a kid when it's a boy?
Well, I'm bombing your dog's head, isn't it? That's why.
Are we just going to do that then?
If he's here. If you can get him here before, like, in the next 10 minutes, before you wrap it up, then, yeah.
And then just blag it to Gail.
No, I'm still bumming like that. I'm okay with that. I'm not asked.
Got yourself a deal. Nice. No, but I...
Any dogs, you,
so I always think about that, right? Obviously, never wanted to shag an animal, except a dolphin.
That is the verse. Is
I never heard it this clear. This is clear as fuck. When I talk to the shrink, you...
I just like his voice.
I cut off again. Can't leave it.
It's not your day today, mate, is it?
Not happening.
Tell you what, is it tomorrow the album's coming out?
Yeah.
I'll get on it.
Yeah.
I will listen to it tomorrow, actually.
I've listened to it like 19 times today, and I was going, I'm going to show the lads that video, and it's just that.
I think someone might be lying.
I don't even reckon Kanye West got a new album coming out tomorrow. I don't even reckon Gary likes him.
So going back to it,
the Mandela effect, that's just that. Yeah.
Kanye West isn't real.
So is there no animal another person can get pregnant?
I'm going to Google that.
It's an interesting question.
Or is the... Because, you know, the way... No, because that doesn't make sense. Because it'd be like...
No, what is mad?
Be able to get an Asian person pregnant.
As soon as you Google kind of human, the chef... What have you just said?
No. So I was thinking...
No,
so what I was...
dogs, are you?
No, yeah, no. So what I was going to say was, do you know the way you can crossbreed dogs with dogs?
Yeah.
And I was going, like but it's mad the way you can do that. But then I was thinking, well, then obviously, because like if I was to shag an Asian bird or a black bird. So that didn't make sense. So ignore that.
So as soon as you Google, can a human... The first one is get fleas, and the second one is get a dog pregnant. So clearly, there is people out there shagging dogs.
That's me searching that.
Can a human get an animal? Because I wonder if say we were to shag like an ape, like a chimp or something.
Yeah.
Could that have like a human monkey hybrid? Yeah, humans can't reproduce with any other animal species. Shit,
but why? I want him.
Biology, you know.
So, yeah, so if an ape was to shag a fucking dog or an ape was to shag something else, would they not be able to? You can only keep it.
I think it's just, like, within species, innit?
Keep it in the species, I like that.
I mean, I could be wrong, but tell you what, right, next week, we'll get a monkey.
Mm.
One of us will pull straws and get to shag it.
I hope it's me.
I hope it's me.
But isn't that just
it's
a mad...
It'll be my birthday, I'm shagging the monkey.
Oh, it's your birthday next week, isn't it?
I know, yeah.
I'm not coming.
That's shocking me, man.
If you're public viewers only, it's Danny's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, today. You'll be watching it today.
Happy birthday to you.
We will not do that.
We will.
I hate when my birthday comes around.
What are you getting for your birthday?
I don't know, 26, that's
a mic.
Just like less life, thankfully.
Yeah. Like, oh, cool. I mean? I like that.
Like honestly.
A ranch.
I hate when my birthday comes around. It was good until after my 21st, and then now it's like, so what? I'm just like nearly 30. I'm
I literally forgot how old I was a few weeks back. Someone in work was like, how old are you now? And I was like,
I sometimes forget how old I am. I
have to think about it.
I have to think.
I'm like, I'm 19, mate. Well,
you're
nearly 26.
I'm 32.
Like I think
old,
I think your mid-20s is proper horrible, lad, because it's like you're too old to act like you did in your early 20s, but you're not 30 yet, so you can't start wearing like jackets. Do you know what I mean? No, you know, like I'd love to be able to dress.
I'm holding on, like, lad.
I'd love to be able to dress like I was like 35, drives the Jaguar F-type, like jeans, nice pair of like boots or something. nice jacket, shirt.
Are you going to roll the jeans up?
It depends on the shoes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Military jacket.
I can't wait.
And then shoes with the tongue hanging down.
Yeah. Like predators. Last on.
Have your ears pierced in there?
Oh, nah, I just can't. I can't wait to be like, I can't wait to be like 50 me. Like, that's like, I think that's what I'm going to peak.
You're not making your 50th, wow.
Shut up, lad. I reckon I can make my 50th. I reckon I've got 50 in me. I reckon I've got 50 in me.
I reckon you got 50, not 55, though.
Go 50, then.
Yeah.
Don't wish your life away, lad.
No, I'm not wishing it away. I can't wait to, like, just, like, be alive tomorrow. But, like, I also can't wait to, like, do you know when you're, like, 50 and, like, we've done everything? And then you just get to chill and wear shirts.
Isn't it scatty?
With no pecs.
I don't know if yous did, but, like, when you're younger... You know, you go, when I'm 25, I want a fucking, want 3 kids, I want a mortgage, I want this, I want that.
I thought by 20, I would have been not even living in my mind.
I swore blind to my mum and dad that when I was like a kid, that when I'm 21 and I'm an actor, I'll have a Bentley, and I got a lift here off my younger brother. in a Fiesta.
How, like, different life actually turns out. Yeah. Like, I'm 32, and I'm... Oh, and I've had good jobs. Like, I worked in my last place for 11 years. I've had a fucking career, but I'm only just starting to get a grips of me shit now. Mm. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's mad, lad.
It's scatty, lad.
I'm enjoying myself, mate.
I'm having a great time. I just decided to just throw caution to the wind, and I was like, instead of getting my shit together, I'm just going to see how many theatres I can be in.
But that's the thing. You're only here once. Like,
exactly.
Well, you don't know that, though.
Life's short. Like, it's not that fucking long. Like, you're not here forever.
Yeah.
So imagine sitting there when you're 55 and you just go, so many things I wish I did. And
that's what I mean.
Attempt.
Like, I'd rather get to 50 and be on the bones of my ass, but I've at least done everything.
And I was saying to the kids, like, some of my kids, I just said to them, listen, I went, like, I know you might not be the most intelligent person in the world, and all that I said, but just fucking... Graft your ass off.
I know you're a thick cunt.
And listen,
yeah, you're not the sharpest tool in the shed, right? But
me and your mum say all the time, if we could have not had one of yours, it would be you.
just try your best in life. Fucking, if you've got dreams, chase
it. Might as well just give it a go, innit?
Just do what you want to do.
Just do what you want
to
do.
I mean, then again, it's a lot easier.
Bobby's racist all the time.
It's a lot easier said than done. Cause, like,
off camera, obviously.
Like, I'm in a fortunate enough position where, like, I mean, like, my mum and dad aren't, like, minted. They haven't got dough, but, like...
you don't like your staff that much.
Like, it's like, I'm fortunate enough to be able to do, like, pursue what I want to pursue and not be homeless. Like, some people haven't got that. Some people need, like, some people are, like, moving out when they're 16 and starting their life then. So it's a lot easier said than done to just be like, oh, let's do what you want to do, because, like, some people genuinely can't. But if you're in a position,
but at the same, I'm not fucking wishing any fucking bad luck on anyone. But you're gonna have to start getting foundations together, because your man and dad aren't here forever. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm just thinking, when they die,
the house is yours. Sort of.
It's a good way of looking at it. Right, so we're going to wrap it up.
Right.
Let's wrap it up with this.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes.
Let's wrap it up with this. Go on, Daddy, you give the spiel.
So, I am copying Danny. I'm doing my debut solo show. 30th of May.
Go ahead.
2024. Tickets go on sale the 19th of December. So, it was a couple of days ago. What if you're the Patreon? It's now. Please buy some tickets. The show is called Decisions. It's a little bit different from what I currently do. It's not me normal material. It's one long story about my father. That's all I'm going to say.
If you didn't know what happens with him.
Buy the tickets. Come support me. Love yous lots.
Yeah, baby.
Peace.
I feel like we've already given too many spoilers. Because we always talk about your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we haven't given enough spoilers.
No, he is dead. That's fine.
But my dad's dead too. And I'm doing my headline show, Decisions 2.
I'm just going to bring my dad there to show off.
Sounds like Usher, Confessions and Confessions 2.
Right, anyway, on that note, on that bombshell, if you will, shout out Jeremy Clarkson. Thanks for watching, as always. We appreciate the support. We've got loads of good shit coming up in the new year. The Patreon's going to be popping off. There's going to be loads of... He's going to be DJing everywhere. I'm going to be everywhere doing the comedy. Gary's going to be everywhere doing the comedy. 2024 is going to be a marvellous year.
It is.
Going to be a good year.
That's our New Year's resolution, by the way, to have that Patreon pumping, and it's happening.
What we want to
produce. Well,
what we want from all of you as well, not necessarily ideas, but obviously them as well, but messages on Instagram for the end of year episode because we want to hear your New Year's resolutions because we're going to try and plan ours. We don't want the usual, like, oh, I want to go to the gym and get in shape because realistically, you're still going to be a horrible fat cunt in May and no one's still going to want to shag you. Yeah. So let's not start lying and tell me you're getting in the gym because I know you're not. I want to be an actual, genuine New Year's resolution. Some piss take ones, be funny, but don't just be horrible with be within reason. Don't be racist. Nobody likes that. Have some class. Anyway, thanks for watching. Love you all. Ta-da.
Bye.